Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting the audio of the show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an amazing guest, J.R. Klein, and a co-host, Todd McCluskey. Say hello, boys.
Yo.
How you doing?
Yeah. And today is actually convocation. So when they got here, their parking was free. Yes, because all the ceremonies are happening and all that fun stuff. All right. J.R. Klein, please introduce yourself.
Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'm not going to lie. It's the first live thing I've done since before COVID. I've done a ton of coaching and leading groups for the last 3 years, of course. But this is my first time in front of a mic or an audience doing my thing when I do. And it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, DJ Medi.
Yay! All right. And I forgot to write in your post that you're a vocal coach. And
That's right.
And tell me, where do you teach?
So I'm the head instructor at Deep Cove Music, mm-hmm. nestled in Deep Cove, right around the corner from Honey's Donuts.
Yum, yum.
Where I have that beautiful ukulele club, which has been going for about 7 or 8 years. And we're going to try and get DJ Medi out there.
Amazing. Okay. And since you're a vocal coach, you were doing some exercises.
I was.
So I remember in high school, in choir, we did the la, 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 la.
Of course, yeah.
La, 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 la,
you could use vowels. You could use, you could use A, E, I, O, U. You could do burbles. And this is the one I was doing. So I was joking with Todd that if you go backstage and Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, if you're a younger crowd, and if you're an older crowd, or Michael Bublé would be doing this too. And this is just a universal vocal exercise. So what you do is, what I'll do is I'll put my hand in front of my mouth so mm-hmm. I don't spray anything.
Okay.
And you basically make a motorboat, not that kind of motorboat. And you try to go up and down your range. So. We have technical difficulty here with the music stand. So basically, you're just trying to warm up your vocal cords without any stress to them.
Right.
So a burble is something that will be easy on your voice. You'll warm up. And yeah, and we're right back to where we started.
It's very difficult, JR.
Yeah. You might want to move back away from, keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle, Todd McCluskey.
I
knocked my stand over twice.
I broke the music stand, sorry.
I've got some footnotes here of like when to turn my head left, when to turn my head right.
I'm going to get closer to DJ Medi so
you
I don't
should.
Break anything.
And do you go fishing? You do that, blah, blah, blah.
I actually don't fish. I don't fish, but we go for halibut and chips quite a bit, actually.
Cockney Kings
in North Burnaby, Hastings Street.
But we only get the one fish.
The one piece,
because
yeah.
There's too much. It's
yeah,
too big.
One piece is good. Two one piece, you're going to sleep there probably because you're full of grease stuff.
Two pieces, you get fish burps for about 3 weeks.
If you have a two piece, you can't wear a two piece. You have to wear a one piece.
All right, tell me about your first song.
Okay, this is a cover I'm doing by an amazing artist who is no longer here, Tom Petty, and the song is called I Won't Back Down.
Go for it.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. Here we go. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, hey, baby, there's no easy way out. Hey, I won't back down, and I'll stand my ground. I won't back down.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I'm not backing down.
All right. Now tell me about your musical influences.
Well, I was lucky enough to have parents who love music, and my father was probably the bigger music lover. And having been given a guitar at 7 years old, music was a big part of my life. So the influences I've had have been from every artist, from Bob Seger, Fleetwood Mac, James Taylor, huge fan of James Taylor, and then some Mumford & Sons newer stuff. I love anything that says something, and it might not be a lyrical sense, but it might just be harmonically. So I'm a vocal driven writer. I write from a vocal perspective, and if that is what I'm hearing, then you'd be singing about, you know, having an ice cream cone, and I'm into it because it's harmony and it's this beauty. But lyrical content, Bob Dylan, yeah, I'm gonna quote him later tonight.
Perfect. All right, now tell me how you met this guy, Todd.
Well, we were stair surfing. We were at a house party, and you can only imagine why we were stair surfing. We were just having a good time, into the pop and chips.
Yeah.
And it was a mutual friend of ours, and we were told that we were going to get along very well, and that was about 40 years ago.
It was 1983. I was dating a girl who was friends with your girlfriend.
That's right.
And there was a house party.
That's right.
Not far from SFU. And my friend said, this guy, JR, is coming over, and he really likes music, and you're really going to like him. And as soon as I saw him, we just started chatting about music, and we've been friends ever since. I don't think we've ever even had a disagreement.
No.
So
no.
It was love at first sight.
Maybe when I wanted to play some Kiss on your radio show, and it was a punk show, that was a little bit of a rift.
Back in the day. All right. So tell the story, Todd.
I've talked about it many times, but I had a show at CJIV, our old call letters in the old studio, and I used to do Thursday nights. And JR came to the studio one night and was hanging out with me, and I was doing my show, playing all vinyl, because that's all we had. And I said, pick out some music. And JR comes back with like Kiss and Iron Maiden and stuff like this. I'm like, hey, man, it's a punk show. But I think he convinced me to play like an Ace Frehley
I did. Tune. I think I had some iced tea or something with me, and I offered you a cold glass of iced tea, and he played some Kiss for me.
So it's not JR's first time up here.
It's not.
At SFU Radio.
No.
All right, let's get to a break. We're going to hear Todd's show, The Blurred Crusade, and then we're going to get to more music
awesome.
With J.R. Klein. I pressed play. Nope, we're going to get to another commercial.
Hi, I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram. Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the three T's: trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Banging your heads to that? All right.
Ouch.
Always.
Okay, JR. Is that short for Junior?
We'll say yes for now.
All
it's
right.
A long story. Maybe someday we'll have a hot chocolate and I'll tell you the story.
All right. Okay, tell me about your next song.
So my next song is it's called Jasmine Girl, and it's about someone I met, and the code in writing, and it's not always followed, but I follow it, is you don't mention people's names in your songs for obvious reasons. It's like getting tattooed. I mean, imagine if your first girlfriend, was your first girlfriend's name Ted? Imagine getting that tattooed on your shoulder, right?
We've learned that lesson the hard way.
That's right.
Don't use the real name.
Don't use the real name. So this song was about someone I met, and I wrote a song shortly after that, and so it's a sentiment to that person. Yeah.
Right here on CJSF.
Met a Jasmine girl in her Jasmine world. My feeling was so crazy and alive. When she walks, she's so beautiful. She floats right off the ground. Met a Jasmine girl in her Yale Town world, where people spend their time beside the ocean. The sun casts her everywhere, puts sparkles in her hair. Jasmine girl, Jasmine girl, where are you? Jasmine girl, I'm a missing you. Jasmine girl, Jasmine girl, where are you? Jasmine girl, I'm a missing you. Met a Jasmine girl under the moonlight. The sky filled up with shooting stars. And as we walked along the beach, this crazy boy had a love light in his eyes. Jasmine girl, Jasmine girl, where are you? Jasmine girl, I'm a-missing you. Jasmine girl, Jasmine girl, where are you? Jasmine girl, I'm a-missing you.
Yeah.
Woo! Amazing.
Thank you.
All right. Now tell me about Mink Studios.
Mink Studios. Okay. So before the abbreviation world hit the online world, my studio was called Musically Inclined, last name being Klein, K-L-I-N-E. So It kind of came from my dad. He would say, you're musically inclined. And I thought that would make a great studio name. I've always been in the studio business, out of faculty with students, record, develop singer-songwriters in my studio here in North Van for about 15 years. So Musically Inclined became Mink Studios.
And it's a great studio. I've worked with Jarrah a little bit in his studio, and he's a great coach. He helps you through everything. Great guitar player, obviously, great vocalist, and he's a great person to hitch your wagon to if you're into recording
Appreciate that. Yeah.
All right. And then you also compose music, and tell me about DIA.
Okay, so I'm a singer-songwriter, so I write mostly vocally-driven stuff. So I'll throw out people like James Taylor, and not that I'm a James Taylor. But DIA is a punk song, and because the gentleman sitting beside me, Todd McCluskey, Blind Crusade.
Blurred.
Blurred, yeah.
There
Blind
you go.
Blurred. Freudian slip. And so because he's into punk and he's a punk rocker and he writes great punk songs, I decided I would write a punk song with him in mind. So DIA is what came out.
And it gave me something to play on my song on my show. So
exactly, yeah, and I appreciate that. Yeah.
All right, here we go on CJSF.
Train running right through town.
was D.I.A. And guess what? J.R. was singing that one. What?
Love it.
All right. And so, yeah, we're rocking with, well, I'm rocking with my Crocs on because Todd came.
I forgot my Crocs again every time.
Well, that's a Croc.
Yeah.
I forgot on purpose.
Okay. So I whipped out my old ukulele.
Flying V. It's a green.
It's cool,
flying
man.
Flying V because you guys can't see it there at home. But I know. It is gorgeous.
I will take a
take a picture
photo,
of this
yes,
baby.
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
Let's get the tuner off.
He's going to show us how to tune a ukulele.
So you guys have one of these at home. Mm. You have one laying around under the bunk beds or in the closet. And basically, if it's really far away from being in tune, you might break a string. But the strings are G, which is the one closest to your chin, the high G. C. E. A. How do you remember that? Gray cats eat always. G-C-E-A is what I try to... I always write an acronym
for... Don't you have a gray cat?
I did. Oh, yeah, you've seen pictures.
Oh, was it?
That's Priscilla.
Oh, yeah?
I do take pictures of lots of cats, though. So
okay.
The gray cat you saw was probably a friend's.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Probably from the island, I think. So, I might attempt to... I don't know if I'm going to be able to play with this one.
Okay, well, like I said, I did just whip it out from the closet. It is old. It's probably sitting there for like maybe 10 years. I don't know.
So I'm doing the biggest faux pas in the world. One thing, when you go see a band play, a newbie band, they tune their guitars full blast through the PA system.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand it back to you. It's kind of in tune, but it's the strings. I'm going to play mine.
Okay.
No offense to the flying
V. No worries, yes.
But it's a piece of crap.
I did not say that.
Okay, so yes, teach people how to tune.
So basically what you want to do is you have a tuner. You're trying to just get everything back to where it should be. Mm-hmm. And the tuners that you see on your ukulele, you're not going to crank those too much. So you put your clip tuner on or the one on your phone, and you're basically hitting the string until it goes green, and then clear it, do your next one, clear it so it's not going to be confused. Do the next one, and you can see it just lights up green.
Yes.
And then... And how do you remember when it's in tune? When I run my fingers along a guitar in Deep Cove Music or on the ukulele, I know what it's supposed to sound like. And most people go, the old schoolers go, my dog has fleas. But what I do is I teach kids how to pronounce the word properly. Ukulele. So it sounds like that. You know you're in tune. And you can play a C chord, which is one finger.
Right.
And that's how you tune a ukulele.
Wonderful.
Easier said than done, though. You might turn the wrong one, which is what people do. You break a string. But it's all baptism by fire.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. And you're going to play a song for us.
I'm going to do a song from 1926 called Tonight You Belong to Me. If you ever watched the movie called The Jerk with Steve Martin and Bernadette Peters, you'll remember this cute little song. I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me.
Oops.
Although you're a part of my heart, and tonight you belong to me. Way down by the stream, how sweet it'll seem once more just to dream in the moonlight. My honey, I know with the dawn that you will be gone, but tonight you belong to me. Way down by the stream, how sweet it'll seem once more just to dream in the silver moonlight. My honey, I know with the dawn that you will be gone, but tonight you belong to me, just a little old me.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
All right, Todd, we have to do some announcements.
Oh, yes. We've got some events coming up. We've got North Shore Canada Day at the Shipyards. That's 12 to 4 p.m. July 1st, Canada Day. On July 7th at 8 p.m., we have the Invasives Weightless Toy Tagger Dye Job at Red Gate. We have the Peelers with guests at Lanaloo's July 4th, 7:30. You've got to love Lanaloo's. It's like going to a concert in someone's living room. And finally, we have at the Terrifier CD release show featuring Aggression, Shattered Throne, Hyperia, and Ritual Violence at the Astoria, June 30th, 7 p.m. That sounds like a rockin' show.
Awesome. And you know what? I think I have a Terrifier cassette tape.
Nice. Cassettes are making a comeback.
Yes. Did you ever play cassette on your show?
In the olden days, yes.
Okay.
But I still have a cassette deck at home. I've got a couple Walkmans actually.
What?
And actually I just got a cassette from a band yesterday.
No way.
A band called the Repossessors.
Repossessors.
Yeah, the leader of the band, a gentleman named CJ, gave me a cassette yesterday. So they're definitely making a comeback.
Who knew? All right, now let's listen to some Social Outcasts.
Yeah.
On CJSF, Beneath the Sleeping City.
Below the status quo.
All right, and we're back.
It's over.
It is over.
It's over. Oh, we're not over. We still were on for half an hour. Still.
That's right. Okay, and we were talking about guitars. How many do you have, JR?
Well, I've got a lot. I've got about 15 guitars.
15, yeah.
And a few of them are at people's houses. I may have forgotten where they ended up. But I have my number one here with me.
Yes.
And this is a beautiful guitar. It's a Yamaha APX series, which is one of the first series of this guitar that became kind of known in the music business. Every country singer, the guy for Extreme, More Than Words, everyone played one of these guitars. It's got a fiberglass back, spruce top. It's got a really beautiful rosewood neck, and it's the action on it. It's just a beautiful, you can hear the tone. It's beautiful.
Really rich sounding.
So it's my number one. It's got a cutaway. So it's an acoustic I can plug in or I can mic. And it's really the guitar I write most of my songs
on. And your number two has a Band-Aid on it.
My number two, it's a Japanese classical nylon string. Mm-hmm. And it's got a piece of duct tape on it because I took it to Paul Iverson, who is one of the greatest guitar I'll call him a repair guy. He's a luthier. Mm-hmm. So he took it and set it up for me. I paid $20 for this thing. People have offered me thousands for this. It's a sought-after guitar. It's got mahogany back and sides, a rosewood neck, and a spruce top. And it has a really thin crack in the front, the face of this guitar. And Paul just said, put some duct tape on it. Let's not mess with it. Just play the thing. So I do. And it's my favorite guitar next to number one. Oh. That's why he's number two. So I love that guitar. I love it.
How about you, Todd? How many guitars do you have?
I've had many guitars, and I've learned a few lessons about guitars. Never sell them because you always regret selling them. I've had some nice guitars that have come through my hands. But right now, all I have is I have a Suzuki acoustic guitar that my mom bought me in when I was around 17.
And I taught you on that guitar.
That's right. So I've had it for a long time. I love it. It's going to stay with me until I leave this universe. But I'm looking at JR's convinced me to get a Stratocaster. So I need to go a little electric. But I only have one guitar right now.
It's a great guitar, though. I love that guitar.
I love it.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Mom.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking Dire Straits when I hear that guitar. Anyways.
Nice. Yeah. Well, you know the Strat. Mark Knopfler.
I mean, we were talking about Dire Straits the other day. I mean, their first two albums were killer.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt.
All right, take us to the next song.
Okay, so this song is called "Hard to Be Wise and in Love," and it's an interesting song. I have to give you a little synopsis on it. I get inspired with songs, and the way I work is if I try to write a song and go at it, if it's not working within the first 10 or 15 minutes, I abort and I just grab another idea that I have floating around. Well, this one, Bob Dylan was interviewed about someone he was seeing, a little girl named Joan Baez, and asking him what the challenges were in that relationship. And the journalist was getting a little bit into it. And Bob just said, hey, look, man, it's hard to be wise when you're in love. Mm. And I love the line. So I wrote a song around that called "It's Hard to Be Wise and in Love." And here it is. We're going to give it to you. You might hear me say, talking cliches, everyone needs love at the end of the day. We're just trying to get home and not be alone, but it takes courage to stay with something that's true. Blue skies, cornfields and butterflies, you only learn if you try. It's hard to be wise and in love. Blue skies, cornfields and butterflies, you only learn if you try. It's hard to be wise and in love. Thought I knew myself, thought I knew how to fight. A dream came to me in the middle of the night. It wasn't about pride, and it wasn't about sin. I was just trying to find myself. I went around for the ride. And blue skies, cornfields and butterflies, you only learn if you try. It's hard to be wise and in love. Some nights will get lonely, some nights can be long, looking for that one and only. Guess I'll follow the sun and blue skies. Sing a harmony out there. Cornfields and butterflies, only learn if you try. It's hard to be wise and in love. And blue skies, cornfields and butterflies, only learn if you try. It's hard to be wise and in love. It's hard to be wise and in love.
Wow. Ooh, what yeah. What a great sentiment.
Yeah, emotional waterfall. For me, it hits a lot of spots.
Not a dry eye in the place.
Not a dry eye in the place.
Tell me about Dog Days Afternoon, because that's kind of like the indie, it's an indie folk and that's kind of going along with the vibe right now.
Yeah, so I had a chance to start writing some YouTube music for people over COVID, and it's something I've never done. I've never written instrumental. I've always been, you know, I've had intros and songs and classical stuff, but really it's always been a singer-songwriter driven thing. Now I'm into instrumental music. I write for a few channels, and people hire me to write. They just throw me whatever they're doing. It's a salon outdoor thing. This song came to me as most songs do. I just had this vision in my mind of Dog Day Afternoons. We all love them. Mm-hmm. And it's that kind of sweet spot of the summer where you realize that you can just be in this beautiful moment, and who cares what's going to happen tomorrow or what happened yesterday. Just be there. So that's kind of what this is about. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. That kind of reminds me about a coffee shop. And you guys want to do a shout out to someone in a coffee shop?
Well, J.J. Bean on Hastings Street.
Yeah. We hang out a little bit at
Madison and Hastings?
J.J. Bean, Madison and Hastings. Shout out to old Jerry, who we were chatting with today. And also shout out to my mom, who hangs out with us a little bit. And yeah, I know they're listening tonight. So, but J.J. Bean, Madison, and
always a good
Hastings.
Cup of coffee,
always good. Yep. And I had the chocolate glaze with sprinkles today. So
I saw it, and I was looking at you. You didn't even offer.
I'm feeling very, very guilty.
and the Honey's Donuts, what flavor do you like?
Okay, so there's the original. There's a maple with bacon or without bacon, and they have a chocolate. Mm. And I'm going to have to say, I live just down the street, and in the 7 years I've lived there, I've probably only had 4 donuts. I usually spit them because I'm just a little guy.
So, but they're big. Yeah,
they're big donuts. They're bigger than my head. So I would just go with the original if you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you tried them, Todd?
I've been to Honey's a few times when I go to Deep Cove, and I've been going there a little bit more often because that's where JR lives. So
mm-hmm. Shout out to Shifa and Ash, who own the donut shop. And they do more than donuts. They do savory food and breakfast. And if you're going to go to Quarry Rock or not, you can hear that rhyme. So you could just pop in for some savory food. You don't have to get donuts.
So is it open again? Like I thought.
They're open. My ukulele club is back there on last Sunday of every month, and they actually braved through COVID and started a takeout service, which most restaurants did, and they did well.
But yeah. The Quarry Rock is open.
It's reopened in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah.
Nice.
So you can go up there and just don't get too close to the edge and watch your dogs.
Right.
It gets crowded up there, so just be careful, everyone.
Just be careful. Yeah.
The best thing about Deep Cove now is JR saves me a parking spot because it gets crazy there.
I do, yeah.
But he'll park his car and then we'll maneuver it so I get a spot.
I usually only do that for pretty girls, but I make an exception for Todd.
All right, Todd, and you also hang out at the Admiral. So, yeah, what kind of bands are playing these days?
You know, the cool thing about the Admiral is they're really promoting local bands. Mm-hmm. And I think they have live music every night, but at least every Friday and Saturday. And it's in my hood, so I can walk home if
it was the Admiral, then it was the North Burnaby Inn, NBI, then it went back to the original name, the Admiral.
Yeah, the Admiral's been around since at least the 70s.
Were you there before the Admiral?
That's long after us.
we've been through to a few events there. I like the fact that they promote local music. You know, we need more venues that promote local music.
They're good staff, good food, good services, and great live music for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's hear some more live music from JR.
Okay. I'm going to do, I think I'm going to do Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I'm going to grab my Japanese nylon string. And I'm going to do a beautiful song.
Nice.
Yeah. So... this is so I do a lot of teaching of groups and private and voice and guitar, but in the groups this is a big hit. We do this at Honey's Donuts. Mm-hmm. I usually do it on ukulele, but I'm going to do it on my nylon string tonight. Heard there was a secret chord David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. Saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've been here before. I've seen this room and I walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew ya. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Maybe there's a God above. All I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew ya. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
You're not going to hear a better version of that song anywhere. That was
wow, that's quite a statement.
Awesome,
I'll
Jerry.
Take it.
There's so many people that have covered that song. So besides yourself,
yeah, you're right.
Who do you like look on?
Rufus Wainwright has done an amazing, and I probably take a page, but let's not forget the amazing Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, Jeff Buckley, does
Tim Buckley's son, and Jeff, they both had very strange deaths, very sad, but. Jeff Buckley does an amazing version of this. Mm-hmm. You should play it on your show sometime.
Oh, for
sure. It will send shivers across the mountain and as the crow flies. It's just a beautiful, beautiful version of it.
Yeah, and Katie Lang, too. That one was the one for me when I saw her on, was it Olympics or something? I can't remember. I think it was
who?
Katie Lang.
Oh, for there's nothing. Yeah. She sings Happy Birthday and gives you shivers. Yeah, no, she's got a great voice.
And Leonard Cohen.
Mm. Well, Leonard Cohen being the composer of that song, for sure. Yeah, the Bob Dylan, so to speak, of Canada is the title he's gotten. Yeah, so without him, we wouldn't have all these great versions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's our Huckleberry.
Yes. Yeah. All right, now let's get into books, because I notice you are reading some heavy-duty, thick ones.
I read, so... What do I read? What am I reading right now?
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to think the reference and where that comes from. Is this something you've seen on my social media?
Yes. Richard the Third.
Yeah. That's the latest. Yeah. I don't know where that came from. I've been sort of somehow there's someone that I've met recently and maybe that's the inspiration, but I'm into dragons all of a sudden.
Mm.
And dragons represent some great things, not just the West, we have a different negative slant on, but from the East, it represents power and success and confidence and longevity and health and all that. So Richard III is something that came up through this dragon sort of fetish I have of late, and I'm interested in the history of power and how that has gone down in history in so many different ways, and they're definitely part of that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And what are you reading these days, Todd?
I read a lot of rock bios, and I'm really into Charles Bukowski.
Mm.
Charles Bukowski's a German-American author, and he has a lot of about 6 or 7 novels, and his whole motto in life is don't try, just let it happen. And he's a really interesting character, Charles Bukowski. I'm so into him right now.
Well, his name just says it all. I think you have to read that.
And don't try.
Don't try. All
nothing
right.
Like the Big Lebowski, right? Nothing to do with that.
No, but the dude. Yeah, but that was a great movie.
The dude.
Dude. Okay. Tell me about Mellow Yellow.
Okay. So Mellow Yellow is just Yeah, one of those, another summertime sort of thing. And I saw this beautiful grass. And I love seagrass. I love watching it move. And I thought, you know, I've been a lover of that since I lived near Cape, well, we used to go down to Cape Cod when we lived on the East Coast. And that's where I saw the beach fences and the grass. So I saw it in New Westminster, of all places, and decided that I would write a song that kind of takes you to that beach grass.
Awesome. Right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. It's a shorty. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yes, you were telling me about Deep Cove Music, because I thought they were closed, but yes.
So Deep Cove Music, my good friend Tyler Pearson, who's mm-hmm. in town right now, he's in the Cove close to my house. That's where the store is. I'm the head instructor there. And we made it through COVID by just going on Zoom and keeping our lessons going. Gave some people something to do. It gave the instructors something to do. And and we still offer lessons online, but the store is fully open, and we're happy to be there still, for sure. There's been a lot of stuff in that block with real estate and leases and owners, but we're still there, and looks like we have another 5 to 10 years of security there. So come on by Deep Cove Music. Hi, Tyler Pearson.
Yes. And do you go to the Raven at all?
Yeah, definitely. So the Raven is right next door to Deep Cove Music, and they're open, and they got a nice patio, and they got some cool drinks and some food, and we definitely try to show them some support, for sure.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay. So if someone wants to learn guitar, ukulele, or also just practice their vocal skills, right? Yeah, where could they find you?
Just come to Deep Cove Music. You can find me online. You can go to Mink Studios on my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Probably the best place to find me is Mink Studios, M-I-N-K, Mink Studios. You'll see a little purple stick man with a white circle, and that's the logo. So that's a good place to get a hold of me. I teach for private schools and private studios, and Deep Cove Music is dear to my heart because I've been there for a long time, and that's a good place to start as well.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Fan.
One more time, guys. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Fan.
Yeah. We didn't rehearse that. Right.
Obviously.
We'll catch you all next week. We're going to end with some more Social Outcasts.
Take 5.